Good morning.
Good morning.
We have been certainly blessed this week with some great weather, and it's a touch of fall is in the air, and it's a great time to be here in Central Florida. One of the things that has amazed me over the years of my ministry is how the gospel lessons, or even other lessons that we read each week, kind of go with what's happening in the world. And these things are not set by me, but they're predetermined. So with the worker strikes that are going on this summer with the Screen Actors Guild, and also recently the auto workers with UAW, the gospel lesson to me here is very interesting. So think about that gospel lesson. Read about it, take it home, read about it, and pray over it, and see if you can glean anything from it as well, and how God may be talking to us in this world of ours. Jesus was in the midst of a conflict in the community of faith. There were Jewish Christians, people who had grown up in faith, followed the laws of the Torah, were high-ranking in the temple, worked faithfully for generations, who had earned their way into the kingdom, and they loved being at the temple and seeing all their friends. And then there were the Gentiles, the new kids on the block, who were recent converts to the faith. And Jesus treated them all the same as the people who were going to the temple. It didn't matter where they had joined the community of faith. It didn't matter when they went there. They were treated equally, and both groups were in the kingdom of God, declares our Lord. But the first group cried foul, not fair, not fair. How can those people be in the kingdom of God when we have been doing this all of our life? And for many generations. Maybe you also have been in a situation, whether it be in your workplace, maybe some in-laws have come in to your family, or maybe even standing in line or doing other things, and then all of a sudden they were treated just as fair as you felt like you should be, and you've cried out, not fair, not fair. Well, I'm going to tell you something that you already know. The world is not a fair place. But this is not what they wanted to hear. This is not the way the world is supposed to work. Those who work the hardest should be first. Those who work the hardest should get the most. Those who work the hardest should be at the top of the list. But we know it doesn't happen. It's a first-come, first-served world we have created. But God, however, and thanks be for this, God, however, has a different modus operandi. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. This is the world of the parables. Good and fragile people doing their best, wondering why some got more for doing less. What the workers and we forget is that God is not like us. God does not think like us. God does not build the world as the world has been built. That's not who God is. God is about all. God is better and more loving than we can imagine. God looks at the workers and say, I love you regardless of what time you showed up for work. I'm just glad you showed up. Maybe we should act like this even in our small groups and our communities around the villages. God loves us, not conditional on our behavior, thanks be to God again, but God wants us to show up, worship, and have faith in our Lord. It's a reminder that we need to be grateful, very thankful for the help work God has given us to do, regardless of what time that help arrives. The work is often about being a sign of love to the world and finding ways to love others, even if they don't agree with us, finding ways to love others even when they grumble, and we've talked about this in our adult class on Wednesdays, finding ways to love others when they don't look like us, or finding ways to love others who don't behave the way we want them to, or just show up first thing in the morning. Jesus tells the story of the parable of the vineyard to make his case. The laborers are hired at different times of the day, but they all receive the same amount of pay. Now, some of you may have problems with this, understandably, but all of them receive the same amount of pay at the end of the day. Those who worked all day were outraged. They grumbled against the landowner, although they worked in agreement to the payment. To make things worse, those who were hired last got paid first. This story is outrageous, some people say, and this is not the way it's supposed to work. They complained, just as I'm sure we all would. What we have to grasp is the landowner's response. Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? Sometimes we do get upset when people we feel like do not treat us fair. Maybe they're more generous and more giving to another than they are to us, and we wonder why. When someone gets something they don't deserve, we are jealous, and maybe we are resentful, or maybe we are suspicious. Now, what did they do for that person to get that much? We resent those who work less than we do and are treated the same. Remember, Jesus is describing what it means to be in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is not about fairness or being equal. It's not about being in first place. The kingdom of heaven is not about winning or getting what we deserve, and it's certainly not about the Protestant work ethic. No, the kingdom of heaven is about gratitude. The kingdom of heaven is about grace and the love that God has for us all, and why Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, so that all of us would have a chance to go to the pearly gates and hear those most wonderful words, "Blessed ye of my child, entered and beloved." If we take the landowner to be God, as the parable implies, then God's love for all is extreme. God's love for all is generous. God's love for all is abundant. And God wants God's love to each and every one of you here today. For me and for that, I am grateful. Perhaps it is our unjust world, built on the want of more and the fear of having less, and always trying to get one up on others, that has tainted our perspective of the world and has tainted our perspective of heaven. So my prayer for all of you, know that heaven awaits. Know that God is there for you. Know that God is ready to greet you with wide open arms, no matter where you are today. And remember, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. But all of us were created in the image of God. All of us has God, Holy Spirit, breathing in of us. And all of us have been anointed. God loves you. God wants you. May you always love your brother and sister in Christ and not be envious or jealous. Amen.